the swimmer. My symbol for the poet, condemned to live in two realms and happy in neither one of them. The realm of actuality and the realm of the imagination. Here I compare the poet to the swimmer. The afternoon for closing, see the swimmer plunges from his raft, opening the spray corollas by his act of war. The snakeheads strike quickly and are silent. Emerging, see how for a moment a brown weed with marvelous bulbs, he lies imminent upon the water, while light and sound come with a sharp passion from the gonad sea around the poles and break in bright cockle shells about his ears. He dives, floats, goes under like a thief, where his blood sings to the tiger's shadows and the scentless greenery that leads him home. A male salmon down fretted stairways through underwater slums. Stunned by the memory of lost gills, he frames gestures of self-absorption upon the skull-like beach, observes with instigated eyes the sun that empties itself upon the water, and the last wave romping in to throw its boyhood on the marble sand.